Introducing the new Starbucks Pistachio Cream Cold Brew. Silky pistachio cream cold foam tops our bold, smooth cold brew for a delicious twist on a favorite winter flavor. Make today a good day. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Cobras and Fire, a Pantheon podcast, proudly presents The Blizzard of Pod, starring Andy Shaw, Gene Vogel, Elsie Fox, and Baco. An original screenplay by Jason Bakken.
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the Wizard of Pod.
Mr. Voorhees' black shoes head toward the graves of his wife and son, Jason. He stands menacingly over the family's resting place. Does he sense something is wrong here? His eyes stare down at his son's grave. These eyes are truly evil, cold, dark, demonic. He seems to know something is off. He knows these aren't the true whereabouts of his son.
That's a wrap.
Yes.
Woo! Good job, everybody.
Hell yeah.
There you go, guys.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Greatest voices in Minnesota.
Hey, great job, everyone. Why don't we celebrate with breakfast? My treat.
Sorry, man. I'm going to have to pass. I have an appointment with my anesthesiologist.
You have an anesthesiologist? Okay. You're lost, pal. Looks like it's just the three of us. What's your favorite brunch spot, Gene?
Sorry, dude. I'm going to have to take a rain check as well. I promised to check the tire pressure on the rear passenger side tire of my neighbor's car.
That seems lacking urgency. Table for two then, LC.
Yeah, sorry, Andy. I have a coupon for something that's going to expire at some point. Also, I don't want to.
Those excuses are fishier than a Wisconsin bridesmaid. What the heck is going on?
Okay, look, we'll level with you. We actually all met for breakfast before we recorded.
What? What? Why didn't you tell me, guys?
We didn't think you ate breakfast.
Didn't think I ate breakfast? What the heck does that mean? I thought we were all friends here.
You know, I honestly don't have time for this, Andy. You're a nice guy, but I find you tiresome and boring.
What? Do you guys feel this way, too? You know what? You guys are the boring ones. I never want to see any of you again.
Andy, wait.
Yeah, I knew you guys were...
Don't forget your dog.
Rosanna, come.
Well, that was uncomfortable. You guys hungry?
I could eat.
I could always get my grub on.
I'll show those guys. They'll see. Oh my, Rosanna. That sky doesn't look good. Not good at all. Let's check the weather report.
We have multiple reports of tornadoes touching down in Minneapolis. We are urging all citizens of the Northeast sector to find shelter immediately.
Holy cripes, Rosanna. We better get in the house and quick. Oh, boy. Holy cripes. Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise. Rosanna. Rosanna. Oh, there you are. Good girl. Oh, jeez. I think I crapped my slacks. Let's take a look outside. Oh, we sure got tossed by that tornado. I don't recognize a thing. We're not in Minneapolis anymore, Rosanna. What is it, girl? Oh, geez. It looks like our house landed on someone. I wonder who it was. Those ruby red Crocs sure look like they might fit me. She won't be needing these anymore, eh, Rosanna? just my size. Pretty sweet.
Hey there.
What the heck? Mini Kiss?
My man, you just landed your house on the Wicked Witch of the East, Sharon Osbourne, and then apparently stole her shoes?
What? No, these are mine.
Her initials are monogrammed on them. See, right there. S-O.
Ah, phooey. It's not like she needs them anymore.
Whatever, weirdo. As far as I'm concerned, you've earned the right to peel those shoes off of a dead woman, as long as it's that dead woman. did you shit your pants?
Have you ever been in a tornado? Scary stuff.
Okay, look here, Dorothy. What's your next move? As happy as we are that she's dead, once her husband, the Wicked Witch of the West, gets word of this, he's going to come for you. And if he finds you, he'll likely bite your head off.
The Wicked Witch of the East? Wicked Witch of the West? Where the heck am I?
You're not in Kansas anymore. You're in Pod, my friend.
Pod? Like, short for podcast?
Exactly. All the podcasts you love originate here in Pod. Let us dance and sing a song to help explain it. Wait, what's that? Really? I guess we don't have the budget to include music.
Look, I'm from Northeast Minneapolis. I just want to go home. How the heck can I do that?
How the fuck should I know? I'm just a little guy lip-syncing to Kiss. But...
But what?
It's a long shot, but The Wiz might be able to help you.
The Wiz?
The Wizard of Pod. I'm going to be straight with you. He seems a bit shady to me. I sell him a lot of drugs, but he's probably your best bet.
Sounds groovy. Where can I find this Wiz guy?
Well, it's a good thing you're wearing comfortable shoes, because it's a bit of a walk. Just take that road right over there.
That yellow brick one?
Exactly. That's the DraftKings Yellow Brick Road brought to you by Blue Chew. Just follow that until you get to Paradise City. But keep an eye out for flying monkeys. They work for the witch.
Flying monkeys? What the heck?
Oh yeah, this place is lousy with flying monkeys.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Say, mister, what's your name?
I go by many names. I'm just kidding. You can call me Mini Kiss.
Thanks, Mini Kiss. Let's get going, Rosanna.
We're off to see the wizard, the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the wizard, the Wizard of Pod.
What the? LC?
Andy, thank God. I've been... Did you shit your pants?
Give me a break, eh? I was in a frickin' tornado. How'd you get here?
I don't know. I've been sitting here trying to figure it out, but it seems I don't have a brain.
Well, I should probably leave you here after the way you guys treated me, but if you've suffered some head trauma, you should probably come with me.
Thanks, man. Where to?
I'm off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Pod.
Why?
Because. Hopefully he can send me home.
You think maybe this wizard can give me a brain?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. No biggie. Yeah.
Horns up, bitches! Check me out. I'm Metal Dude.
More like Tin Man.
Metal Dude. Did you shit yourself?
Hey, I was in a tornado.
Was being the key word. LC, what the hell are you, a hey man?
I have no idea. I
think he took a shot to the noggin.
Damn. So, what the hell's going on here, Andy?
Not certain. Best I can tell is a tornado hit and transported us here.
Where'd you get them Crocs?
Kind of a long story.
Who's there? Go away! Leave me alone!
What the hell's that? Sounds like...
Gene?
Andy! Bucko! Elsie, oh man! I am so happy to see you guys. We left the studio. The next thing you know, I'm a weird man slash lion thing next to this corporately sponsored brick road. Scared shitless. And speaking of that, did you shit?
I was in a tornado.
This is really freaking me out. Isn't this freaking you guys out?
Are you a lion?
What's up with LC?
We think he took a shot to the melon.
So, what do we do now?
Well, supposedly, the DraftKings Yellow Brick Road, presented by Blue Chew, will lead us to a place called Paradise City.
I bet it's a tip bar.
And there is some wizard there who can help us. But I'm telling you guys, though, I'm still pretty peeved at all of you. You're horrible friends. I have a right mind just to leave you all here for the Wicked Witch of the West to have at it.
There's a witch?
Get it together, man. What the hell happened to you?
He turned into a big pussy.
You guys hungry?
We really need to get you to a doctor.
No, seriously. Look.
Hey, a Waffle House.
I wasn't expecting that.
Some bird's chili would really hit the spot. But no, we need to keep moving.
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see... see the wizard. The Wizard of Pod.
Holy cripes. There it is. Mini Kiss wasn't messing with me.
Hey, guys. Look at me. I'm licking my own balls. Check it out. I've always wanted to do this. Yeah, like you guys haven't always wanted to do it.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Really? I could eat.
Seriously? Fuck you guys with all this eating talk. Let's go find this wizard.
Hey, guys. We may want to pick up the pace.
Are those flying monkeys?
That one's missing its head. I could eat.
Baco's right. Let's get moving.
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the Wizard of Pod.
All right now, I have a plan. These fools have no bloody clue what awaits them at Paradise City. As the Prince of Fucking Darkness, I will use my devilish powers to turn the fields around them into poppy seeds, turning their Sunday afternoon into their own personal Black Sabbath.
what exactly will that do?
Won't you listen? Well, for one, they will surely fail any surprise drug tests.
And when exactly will they be hit with a surprise drug test?
Dear God, Kelly, how should I know? It's a surprise. If nothing else, it should mess with the fat one. He looks like he suffers from allergies. A little hay fever will make their little planet caravan as slow as an electric funeral, giving my evil monkeys plenty of time to catch them.
Which one is the fat one?
I don't have time for this. Away!
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the Wizard of Pod.
Oh, feels like we've been walking forever.
I probably should have used the Waffle House bathroom.
I can't stop thinking about licking my balls.
Hey guys, does anything seem different to you?
My feet hurt.
No, not that.
Well, what's different, Andy?
Maybe I'm crazy, but I'm pretty sure those poppy fields showed up out of nowhere.
Great, I have a drug test on Monday.
I was wondering why my eyes were feeling puffy. Poppies really set off my hay fever.
You're made of hay? And you get hay fever? Oh, man.
I don't know what to tell you, Tin Man.
Metal Dude!
Please stop yelling. Meow.
Sorry, Big Pussy. And way to commit to the bit.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just going to piss behind this tree.
Hey, guys. We have company.
Gentlemen?
Well, hello there.
Eyes up here, Tin Man.
Ladies call me Metal Dude.
What?
Be careful, Baco. I don't think we can trust the flying monkeys.
Take it easy, guys. I'm just...
That's close enough, bitch. I should warn you. I know judo.
Oh, well, thanks for the warning.
Baco, help me put him out!
Just roll around on the ground, man.
You've got some nerve throwing your lit cigarette on my friend, Lady Monkey.
Did you shit your pants?
I was in a tornado.
Look, I didn't come here to start shit.
Really? Seems like you came to set me on fire.
All that judo talk got me scared.
I guess that checks out. Apology accepted.
Not really an apology, but hopefully I can help you. My dad, the Wicked Witch of the West, really wants to bite your heads off. And as the one who gets to clean up the mess, I'm hoping we can avoid that. Got kind of a busy weekend.
How are you going to help us?
Here's the deal. He's not all there. He doesn't have the longest memory. He uses a teleprompter ordering a pizza. I'll make sure you get to Paradise City safely. Once you're there, lay low for a few days. He'll have forgotten all about you guys, and you should be fine.
Lay low for a few days? We're trying to get home.
Where's home?
Northeast Minneapolis.
And you want to go back?
Yeah, I want to go back.
Really? Well, I don't think that's possible.
The Wizard of Pod is going to help us.
That's psycho? You're wasting your time with that guy. All smoke and mirrors. Take a look behind the curtain and you'll see what I'm saying.
But Minikiss told me he was our best chance.
Whatever, bro. Look, it's dangerous for me to be out here much longer. Just keep following the DraftKings Yellow Brick Road brought to you by Blue Chew. You'll find your way to Paradise City. Do what I say and you just may keep your heads. Say, which way was Minikiss? I'm running low on some supplies.
Oh, back that way.
Look for the house with your mom's legs sticking out from under it. You see the tits on that monkey?
Jesus, man. What is wrong with you? Let's keep going.
Hey, guys, Andy's got a boner.
Shut up.
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the Wizard of Pod.
Ugh, how much longer? My dogs are killing me.
Arr.
Not much longer. Look!
Wow. What do you think the cost of living here is?
Thank God. Can we hit up a CVS? I need something for these burns.
I'd really like to take a break. I haven't licked my balls in miles.
I could use a drink. Metal dude needs a lube if you catch my drift.
Mark, don't you know?
I get it. You guys don't care. You don't even like me. We wouldn't even be here if you did. If you would have just gone and had breakfast with me, I wouldn't have been sucked away to this fucked up place.
Arr?
You'd still be fucked, buddy. Sorry. But the rest of you, you have refused to help every step of the way. Maybe you guys want to stay here. I don't. I want to go home to my wife, my friends, and family. So tell you what, go do whatever you want. Lick your balls. Get wasted. Tender burns, okay? But you can do it without me. I'm finding this fucking wizard and going the fuck home.
Where's this coming from?
Where's this coming from? Are you kidding me? You're all dicks! A bunch of selfish dicks!
Hey man, take it easy. We're all here for you. I can lick my balls later. Let's find this wizard and get you home.
Yeah, man. We're sorry about everything. Let's find this guy.
Really? Thanks, guys. And Elsie, the first CVS we see...
Hey, guys, I found the wizard.
What? How?
When you were blathering on, I went and asked that chick over there. I told her the whole story, and she said he offices out of that cucumber-shaped building with the two round bushes at the base. The sign on the door said he'll be back in an hour, so we got time for a drink. There's a bar right there.
I don't know what to say. Let's get a drink.
Woo, yeah.
So we're just going to let these burns get infected then. Fantastic.
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the Wizard of Pod.
You know what, guys? I think I needed that. I was pretty wound up. I do feel better.
Yeah, buddy. I knew you would. Let's go see the Wiz.
I have a real good feeling about this.
I'm in constant pain if anybody cares.
There's the receptionist. Excuse me, miss. We're here to see the wizard.
What's that smell?
He was in a tornado.
Do you have an appointment?
I got this, guys. Yes, we do, pretty thing. Yes, we do.
Excellent. Name?
Last name, Jablomi. First name, Haywood.
You have an appointment under the name Haywood Jablomi.
You know, most people call me Mr. Jablomi, but go ahead and feel free to call me Haywood.
Oh, look, it's right here.
Really?
No, you idiot. You guys need to go before I call security.
Look, lady, I get it. I really do. You're just trying to do your job, and my friend's a jackass. But here's the thing. We've come a very long way to see this guy. And I'm in pretty extreme pain from these third-degree burns, and these pricks won't let me have so much as an aspirin until we see your boss. So how's about you do me a solid and just see if you can give us 5 minutes? You think you could do that?
Give me a minute.
Haywood Jablomi? What are you, fucking 10?
I thought it would work.
Hey, guys.
Be cool. Here she comes.
He will see you now.
Yes! Elsie, the first thing I'm going to do when we get back is rub you with ointment. Rub it all over.
That's fine, Andy. Let's just get this over with.
We're off to see the Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the Wizard of Pod.
Bros.
What do I do? What do I call him?
How the fuck should we know? This was your idea. Get up there.
Bros.
Sup, Wiz?
Bros, my secret. Which one of you fucking shit your pants?
I was in a tornado.
You actually get used to it.
What?
Oh, I did anyway.
I could eat.
Look, dudes, I'm soups busy. So if you could cut to the chase.
Okay, I got sucked here from Northeast Minneapolis, and my house landed on the Wicked Witch of the East.
Whoa! That was you? That is so rad. You're a fucking legend. I can't stand that bitch. Too bossy. So, what do you want from me? Some sort of plaque? A party? I just got some crazy mushrooms from Minikiss that will change your fucking life, bro.
Actually, Wiz, I just want to go home.
And what? You need me to give you a ride? I got a sweet Harley.
Home is Northeast Minneapolis?
Sorry. Denied, bro. See you later.
Wait, what? That's it? That can't be it!
Man, sorry, Andy. Looks like we're stuck here.
Yeah, bummer, man. Hey, did any of you guys pick up on the vibes that secretary was throwing my way?
Yes. That's called disgust.
This is why you have no friends.
This can't be it! What was it the monkey said? Look behind the curtain? By gosh, I'm looking behind that curtain.
Whoa. What are you doing, bro? You do not want to do that, bro.
What the heck? Tommy Lee?
Hey, bro.
We're totally fucked.
Why is this happening to me? You aren't the Wiz at all. You're a fraud, and the people of Pod believe in you. Well, not for long.
Wait, dude. I can totally help you.
Oh, sure. Now that we know your secret, you can get me back home?
I can. But I need you to do something for me first, huh?
Jeepers, of course. What now?
Okay, I left something at the Waffle House off the DraftKings Yellow Brick Road, presented by Blue Chew. You get it for me, and I'll get you back home.
I am hungry.
I could eat.
Really, guys? Why do you need me to get it? Why don't you just get it yourself?
Well, let's just say me and the owner have a past. See, we were Eskimo brothers. And the last time we got together, things got a little testy, bro. You do this for me, I will totally fucking be in your debt, bro.
You promise?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
What is it you left there?
I'll send you a picture of it. Check your text.
Ugh.
My dick.
So you don't currently have your penis?
Can we not get into this right now? Just get it back for me. I will get you home, dude.
Why should we trust you?
You just don't get it, do you?
Get what?
Nothing. Bako just puts that line of dialogue in everything he writes. As far as for trusting me, what other option do you have?
Fine. But no home, no dick.
Dick.
Right on, Brosef. We got a deal?
We got a deal.
Right on. Let's spit on our hands and shake.
I'm not doing that.
Going to get the Wiz's penis from the Waffle House. Going to get the Wiz's penis from the Waffle House.
More walking.
I don't even have a brain and I know this is a horrible idea.
You know what, guys? There's been a lot of complaining on this trip. My burns are infected. That monkey had big tits. Maybe just pause and realize I can lick my balls.
I just want to go home.
You guys ever get that little squiggly line in your eye? You think it's moving, but you move your eye and it moves with it. Weird, right?
Well, now I am back feeling like I don't have a brain.
You know what I just realized? Being made of metal means I always have a hard on.
Where is your dick?
Right here, baby.
Could we just not talk the rest of the way?
No matter. We're here. The Waffle House.
Okay, let's go in.
pretty dead for lunch hour. I'll grab us a booth.
We're not here to eat. We're here for Tommy's dong.
Hey, is that Eddie Trunk?
Hey, guys. A lot of people don't know that the Waffle House has its own record label.
That's great. Thanks, Eddie. Let's find Tommy's dick and get out of here.
Oh, you want Tommy's dick? You need to speak to the owner.
The owner?
My name is Kid Rock!
Hi, Kid. My name is Andy, and a friend of ours left his penis here. Have you seen it?
A friend, you say? I only know one shit for brains dumb enough to leave his penis in a Waffle House. That bitch Tommy Lee.
We didn't come here for a fight, Kid.
Just give us a dick and we'll be on our way.
You know what? Why not? I like you guys. Here you go.
Really? You are such a cool guy.
More like ice cold.
What the hell? Flying monkeys?
Let me go, you damn dirty monkey!
We've been set up!
Guys, I got the penis!
I'm not sure these monkeys care!
Let me go, monkey, let me go!
The monkey's gonna take us to the Castle of Oz. The monkey's gonna take us to the Castle of Oz.
Where are we?
Looks like some sort of castle.
Hey, I'll see. I've always wondered. Do they have White Castle in Denver?
I'm pretty sure that's just an Indiana thing.
Well, well, well! What have we here? 5 dicks.
5?
You're holding Tommy's dick, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Look, I'm sorry about your wife, sister. How exactly does this metaphor work here?
Wife is fine.
I'm sorry about your wife, but...
Dear God, man! You smell like shit! Like, literally shit!
Come on, man. I was in a tornado. Like I was saying, I'm sorry about your wife, but it wasn't my fault. A tornado lifted my house and dropped it on her. It was an accident, an act of God.
Oh. Oh. Was stealing the Crocs off her dead body an act of God as well?
What? These old things, these are mine.
You've got your own ruby Crocs with my wife's initials on them?
It could happen.
Look, I really don't care about you crushing my wife. She wasn't much fun anyway. But if I don't bite your head off, it will undermine my grip over Minikiss. Plus, you have no idea how much those Crocs cost me.
They are like walking on clouds.
Right? Regardless, let's get this over with.
Wait, take a bite on me first. Sort of an appetizer. Just a little nibble off my tail. Lion meat.
You know, that does sound tasty. Don't mind if I do. What is happening? I'm foaming from my mouth!
Rabies, bitch! I'm rabid as fuck. You need like 20 shots in the stomach.
What? No! Monkey bats! Get me to the doctor! Right away!
You're rabid?
Nah, my stomach was upset. Probably from all the ball sweat. So I stopped at a drugstore when we were in Paradise City to get some Alka-Seltzer. I had a tablet left. Stuck it on my tail.
That's genius. Let's get back and give Tommy his junk and get back home. To the DraftKings Yellow Brick Road, presented by Blue Chew.
Seriously? You went to a drugstore?
We're off to see the wizard. The Wizard of Pod. We're off to see the wizard. The Wizard of Pod.
Tommy, we got your dick!
Bro, that is so rad. Let me have it.
Not so fast. How are you getting me home?
I'm gonna totally level with you, bro. No more lies. I lied. I don't know how to get you home. I just really, really miss my penis. And you seem desperate, but I can totally hook you up with cool shit, bro.
So all of this was for nothing?
Not for nothing, bro. For my dick.
Oh, what's the use?
I'm sorry, Andy. And you're a dick, Tommy.
Really, man. And I used to think you were cool, but you're really just a manipulative, self-centered, wife-beating piece of crap.
Whoa!
I'm just saying what everybody's thinking.
Let's ditch his dick. And his dick.
Hold up. It's actually really, really rad here. You seem like cool dudes. You can live with me, parties every day, fucking strippers, rad nuts for breakfast. Do you really want to go back to your job and all that nagging at home?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, there is one thing.
Oh, here we go. Let me guess. You left your balls in Ted Nugent's stomach?
No, nothing like that. I got a crazy serum from Minikiss. They claim it can transport you to any place, dude. Any place you want to be. But the shit they make can be pretty shady. I've been afraid to try it.
I'll try anything.
There is a catch.
Of course.
I only have one dose, bros.
So only one of us can go?
You know, Andy, I'm okay sticking behind. I kind of wanted to fuck that monkey with the tits anyway.
I can make that happen, bro.
Hey, man, as long as I got a quiet place to lick my own balls, I'm happy.
I can totally make that happen, bro.
I really need to get these birds like that.
Dude, do you ever fucking stop whining?
So I'll never see you guys again?
Andy.
Yes, LC?
We're horrible friends. You could do better. Plus, I'm pretty sure this is all a dream.
Good point. Okay, Tommy, how does this work?
All right, drink the whole fucking thing, click your heels, think of where you want to be more than anything. This is important. Think of one place you want to be more than any other place, and say, oh, won't you please take me home?
Well, guys, this is it. I'm really going to miss you.
Huh? Oh, sure. Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, just remember, Tuesdays are no good for me.
I told your secretary we had an appointment under the name Heywood Jablomi.
That is so rad, bro.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Don't forget to swallow!
Nice.
I really do need new friends. Oh, won't you please take me home? Oh, won't you please take me home? Oh, won't you please take me home?
Oh boy, oh points! Oh, jeez! Jeez Louise!
Holy shit! I think it worked!
Andy?
Hey, John Lamoureux!
What are you doing on my lawn?
Kind of a long story, but I live here now.
The Blizzard of Pod, a Cobras and Fire production. An original screenplay by Jason Bakken. Starring Andy Shaw, Gene Vogel, Elsie Fox, and Baco. Matt Porter as Minikiss. Joshua Toomey as the Wizard Secretary. Kevin Williams as Tommy Lee the Wizard. Chris Sinzak as Kelly Osborne the Flying Monkey. Aaron Camaro as Ozzy Osborne the Wicked Witch of the West. And John Lamoureux as John Lamoureux. With special guest, Eric Miller as Rosanna the Dog.
Bark? You want me to do like a yippy dog?
Yeah.
I never really did like dog things before. We're grown men.
Yeah, I know. That's starting to hit me while I was writing this thing. I wrote most of it at lunch at work over a couple weeks. And I'm like, I'm 51 years old, and I'm right.
I'm a professional.
I will, I don't know that I'll ever change too much.
How about this one? How about barkity bark, bark, bark?
All right, now give me a few, like, where you're actually going, rah, rah, like something like that.
You know, I am glad that you did not tell me this in advance, because all fucking week I would have been, like, in the mirror. going nuts, taking it very seriously, calling the girlfriend. How's this one?
There are certain things where you're kind of self-aware that you don't have a brain.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yes. Okay.
I don't really want to spoil the things that Gene gets to do.
But
table for two then, LC.
Yeah, sorry, Andy. I have a coupon for something that's going to expire at some point.
Well, we didn't think you ate breakfast.
Why is that even funny?
Really? I guess we don't have a budget to include a music.
Gosh, Andy, thank God.
Nope.
Okay.
But I'm telling you guys, though, I'm still pretty peeved at all of you. You are horrible friends. I have a right mind to just leave you all here for the Wicked Witch of the West to
Sorry,
have
Andy, can you do the whole line again?
Yeah. A little tongue-tied there.
Hey, guys, look at me.
Make licking noises.
Oh.
Hold on. I was laughing the whole time he's licking.
I'm licking my own balls.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Really? I could eat.
What exactly will that do?
I need a second. I gotta plug in my laptop real quick. Hang on.
That's not in the script. Well, your edit's already gonna suck, Baga. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's still recording. He's rewriting your script, I noticed.
You know what? Just take it from Gene. I can't stop licking my balls.
Can I get that as my ringtone?
To my wife, my friends, and family.
Yeah, it's like when you get there, you're like, yep. To my wife, my friends, my family. So tell you what, go do whatever you want.
But you can do it without
Tend
me.
Tend to your burns. It's the third one. You gotta really...
Okay. All right. Do it all over?
No, you can start with licking balls.
Okay.
Yeah, I just love the voice talent direction that I'm hearing.
Your balls!
Lick your balls!
No,
still not long enough? Elongated?
This. Listen to the word balls, I start it. Not Get wasted!
Okay.
Tend to your burns!
Okay.
I don't fucking care! You guys fucking suck! Go fuck yourself, man! When you were blathering on, I went and asked that chick. I told her the whole story, and she said he offices... God damn it. When you were blathering... This is why I don't like having more than one line. When you were blathering on, I went and asked the chick. Jesus Christ.
I'm in constant pain, if anyone cares.
That's how I would do this in real life, Baco.
Hey, guys.
A little too enthusiastic.
Yes, LC, the first thing I'm going to do, like, you're acknowledging LC just saved the day.
Yep.
So, and he's made you happy.
All right.
Not corny.
What about ointment versus salve?
Yeah, okay.
This is what keeps us young and stupid.
Can you just start licking your balls again?
Rabies, bitch!
Rabies, bitch!
Probably from all the ball sweat. I was licking. Do I need to say I was licking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably from all the balls. You know what? I don't know that you do.
Yeah, there's been enough.
let me redo the bit for LC. I didn't like the way I said that one. So, that was the, do you ever stop whining?
I love this character that supposedly I am. Okay, go ahead.
It's an embellishment.
Yeah, sure.
I'm at 3%.
Okay, that's good.
Gulp.
No, like,
oh, got it,
Gene didn't go lick. He made licky noises, man. Gulp that fucker. And that's a wrap.
All right.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.